Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for this great love that you have sent us in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for walking this life from baby to young man to father as a picture for us to see the realities of a child of God drawing close to his heavenly family and developing on schedule. And we thank you. This is a quality of life you have now given to us. Thank you, Jesus, you have returned to your glory. You fill the heavens with all authority, and so you bring all that authority down here on earth to us. Thank you, Lord, you have humbled us, Lord. You have turned us from arrogance, Father God, to you, the living God. And I thank you now we are being changed. We are walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Thank you for this great love. And thank you that it's a wonderful journey day by day that we experience coming into the plan, the purpose, the glory, the thoughts, and everything that you've made available for us in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 3, verse 1 to 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, in that we should be called God's children. And that is what we are. Because the world didn't recognize him, it doesn't recognize us. Dear friends, now we are God's children and it hasn't yet appeared what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him because we'll see as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves even as he is pure.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the bigness and the goodness and the full picture of the destiny that is laid out for us is we know it's out there. We know it's in the heart of God, and so we draw close to the heart of God on a daily basis. I think of that wonderful scripture in Hebrews, the last part there. We have Jesus as a high priest now, returned to all glory, all authority given to him in heaven and earth. And so we come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy. And whenever he is revealed, as we come daily, morning by morning, Jesus is revealed. And so our new thoughts are given to us, the purpose is made available to us. And that's why it's so important to he who sees and hears, amen, and puts that which he hears into place. He who builds his house on the rock, he sees, he hears, he does, and he grows into the destiny, into the plan. So this is a day-by-day thing. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, so beautiful, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are changed from one degree of glory to the next. And so we can see this is the hope, having this expectation. This is where we are being made pure and we partaking of the beauty of God. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son, and we can arise and shine. So, guys, know this is not just pie in the sky. One day he's coming, but salvation has come to us now, and it's so important for us now to wake up and be the fragrance of God on this earth, in tune with him, working together with him. The grace of God is not in vain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.